Americans make decisions about presidential candidates based on things like debates and campaign speeches, but that's not the only way the candidates create an image for themselves. There are also the logos that adorn billboards, t-shirts, and bumper stickers. To find out more about what a logo can tell you about the person behind it, we go now to Michael Evamy. He's author of the new book, Logo. Welcome to the program, Mr. Evamy.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. We've asked you to take a look at some of these logos, and let's start off with the one for Barack Obama. And can you describe a little bit about what it looks like and what it says to you about the candidate?
Yeah, of course. It consists of a pictorial element on the left-hand side of the logo, which is a circle with what looks to be a sun rising over a set of three red stripes, which are curved to form a kind of agricultural or homeland type landscape, and the message is very much one of optimism, of a new start, of new horizons. It probably encapsulates or anticipates how voters might like to view the future. In other words, it identifies with its audience, and I don't think any of the others really do that very successfully. This is the one for me that is most successful in design terms. He's also managed to get his apostrophe on the 08 around the right way. Two other candidates have managed to mess up their apostrophes, which isn't a good sign for any potential voters.
You at least want them to get their grammar and punctuation marks right if they're going to lead the country.
You would really hope so,
yes.
I would certainly look for a more professional approach to that.
Let's take a look now at some of the other logos. On the Republican side, there is Rudy Giuliani, and his logo is simply his first name. Mm. It's in white characters on a blue background. What does that say to you?
Well, it's very interesting, that one. Everyone knows who he is just by having the name. It's a kind of shorthand for himself. Everyone knows what it means. Everyone knows that he's running for president. Why have anything more? It's going to look great on placards. It's not, in design terms, a real looker, but it's probably going to be very effective.
Turning to Hillary Clinton's logo, underneath her name is a flag, and it looks a little bit like a campaign streamer. And there was a cartoon recently here in the New York Times, and it said it looked as if she's already celebrating victory. Is there any way that voters kind of pick up on those subliminal messages?
Possibly. I think what's puzzling about that is that the three stars. I'm not an expert on American presidential system or politics, but I kind of wonder what the three stars signify. The other thing about the Clinton logo is that she's, I think it's a mistake to include for president, because everyone knows that she's running for president. She could almost have gone the Rudy Giuliani route and just had her name and some kind of pictorial emblem, and the message would have been quite clear. It smacks a little bit of a lack of confidence that she's had to put for president, include that on her logo as well.
Logo critic Michael Evamy, thank you so much.
Thank you.